Welcome. I've now been working at PSPA for 2 months, and it has been a pleasure to get to know the brilliant team, volunteers, and members of the PSP and CBD community. I want to say a huge thank you to everyone who has welcomed me during online groups, including the Carers Support Group, the Men's Carers Support Group, the CBD Support Group, and the Patient Research Involvement Meeting Group. I also managed to get on the road over January, despite the dodgy weather. I visited 2 welcoming groups in Hampshire and Kent. I really valued having the opportunity to talk to people attending the group and to hear people's experiences. It was inspiring to hear both online and in person how people learned from and supported each other. It was brilliant to hear about your stories and resilience in challenging circumstances. When I visited Kent, I even managed to have lunch in a cafe with group facilitator John, who will be stepping down after having served his 6-year term as a PSPA trustee. John has been such a pivotal part of our success, and I am honoured to say that the waitress serving us asked if we were twins when we had lunch. I'll leave it to you to judge for yourself. Meeting the team and our community has really brought home how lucky I am to work here. I'm looking forward to thinking about how we work together to provide better support today, to ensure more people understand PSP and CBD, and to help create a world where better treatments and access to diagnosis is available. None of this will be easy, but with a brilliant community, I am sure we can continue to take some incredible strides together. It is important because, in the words of the founder of the charity I just moved from, who came over on the Kinder transport and was determined to make her life one worth saving, this is urgent. Every day, I promise we will recognise that urgency, and we will be with you every step of the way, providing support, raising awareness, and finding new treatments through research until there is a cure. Dr. James Cusack, PSPA CEO.